Good morning. Today we have a quick summary and conclusion of the topic that we've been learning. When somebody donates items to the shul, is it proper? Is it worthwhile? Is it a wise idea to have the items inscribed with the name of the donor? It could be that the item itself was given or the money for the item. For example, somebody donates an Neir Tamid, the Aron Kodesh, and the like. Should it be inscribed with the donor's name or not? So we're going to start with the pasuk in Vayakel, Parshas Vayakel, Vayas Bezalel es Aron, that it was Bezalel that made the Aron Kodesh. Rashi there comments as follows: Delefisha Nasan Bezalel Nafshal Amalacha Yosem Yishar Chachami, because Bezalel was the one who worked harder than others, it is called on his name. So we have a precedent here in the Chumash Parshas Vayakel that an item can be named after the donor, the person that makes it, at least the person who makes it. So that was our topic. And we started with a Gemara in Baba Basra that talks about Yosef ben Yoezer, who had a son who was off the derech. Yosef ben Yoezer gave a large donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Eventually, very nice story, the son gave six times as much, and they got up the treasures in the Beis HaMikdash, and they wrote as follows. Amdu v'kasu, it doesn't say exactly where they wrote it. They stood up and they wrote, Yosef ben Yoezer hichnis echas, it was the father, Yosef ben Yoezer, that donated one. It was one large satchel, one large bag, barrel of coins. Ubeno hichnis shesh, and his son gave six. But we see here the concept that they got up and they inscribed, they wrote it. Where did they write it? So the Ritva brings one explanation as follows: Yishomrim Shayu Kosvin Sefer, that they actually had a book of donations in order to remember who were the donors. And that was a proper thing to do. We should memorialize for the future generations the good deeds that people do. So that is the Ritva. The Rashba was asked a question in this vein. There was the proverbial Reuven who donated something, and he wanted to write, or he wrote his name on the Pesach HaHeichal. He wrote it in order to remember that he was the donor. And there were some people who said you shouldn't be writing your name on the entrance into the shul, despite the fact that you were the donor. And the Rashba was asked to opine on this. And he gives various reasons why it's the proper thing to do. And most relevant for us, as we said, the Zomidas Chachamim. This is the way of Chachamim. In fact, this is the way of the Torah, that it writes and publicizes those who do a mitzvah. And we said maybe it's the side of Hakaras Satov. It's the proper thing to do, to memorialize somebody who does a mitzvah, to inspire others to do mitzvahs as well. And we brought a medrash from Medrash Rus and various examples of when the Torah indeed promulgated, publicized those who did mitzvah. So the Rashba's pshat, the Rashba's psak, was that this is a very positive thing to do, that we should write on the item donated by somebody that indeed he was the donor. And we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, this is the psak of the Raman, Yoredeya, Simon Reish Mem Tes, as follows, and says Hilchas Tzedakah, just like the Rashba. But he says as an introduction that somebody should not show off when he gives tzedakah. Lo yisbar adam b'tzedakah shenosein, it's not something to show off for, to show off with. And if somebody is showing off, if he's giving tzedakah and he's publicizing it in an arrogant way, he wants to show people he give tzedakah, not only is he not going to get schar for that, ela afilu ma'anishim osala, he'll be punished for it. Nonetheless, when somebody donates an item to tzedakah, or if you donate money for an item, you're not giving it to an individual, but you're giving it to an institution. It is permitted to write your name on the item to remember, to memorialize that the person was the donor. And says the Rama, that is the proper thing to do, just like the Rashba, Roy La Sotchein. That is the proper thing to do when somebody donates an item, that they can publicize that it was them, to remember it. It's not a matter of showing off, as long as the motivation is correct. So the Shevet Alevi had an interesting take. He said that it's not necessarily that it has to be written or should be written on the item itself. When the Rama says, Ro'i la'sotchein, that's a proper thing to do, he was talking about that it should be inscribed somewhere that the person donated something, but it doesn't have to be on the item. It can be in a pad. It can be in a scroll that the tzibur has. It can be on a plaque somewhere. That doesn't mean that it should be on the item itself. Now, one reason that we just brought why somebody or it's proper for the kehillah to inscribe the person's name is to publicize when somebody does a mitzvah, hakaras hatov, inspire his children to give, etc. The Taz brings a different explanation. He says that if indeed it is inscribed with the person's name, then the tzibur is not allowed to change the use of that item. And indeed, we will get back to that, that having a name written on the item itself does indeed have some protection for the donor, that the tzibur cannot be changing things in and out if he already donated. The Tshuvas van Hagos on this concept of, is it proper to be writing somebody's name? Is it proper to have a dinner for somebody who gave a donation and the like? And he says it depends the motivation. If the kavana of the individual is for his own aggrandizement, is to show off, obviously it's a terrible thing. Terrible thing to have a dinner, terrible thing to publicize it. If it's all about him, no, it shouldn't be done. However, if it's at the insistence or the desire of the organization that he donated to, if they want to show him kavod, if they want to inspire others to give as well, that is all a positive, that's all positive motivations. And then it would be a wise thing indeed to publicize the donation and to give honor to the person who gave the donation. We also had an interesting discussion of on what types of items and who is able to inscribe the name. How about if the person was just a gabbai? He collected some tzedakah and he wrote his name on it. Is that sufficient, or do you have to be like Bezalel that you actually made the item, or does it have to be somebody who actually donated, give the money for the item? Is it enough that the person collected funds for the item? Does he have a right to say, I want my name listed? So the Emuna Shmuel says the Davka Hecha Sha'asa Be'atzma Begufa Be'mamona. What we're talking about, that it's Roy La'asotchein, the proper thing to do to publicize the donor, is if he made the item like Bezalel, or if he donated the money himself. That is the person who has the schus to write his name on the item. However, if somebody simply collected the money, that would not give him the right to say, I want my name written on the item. How about if the person donated the item is not a shomer toretz mitzvahs? For example, the person is mechalel Shabbos in public. The Maram Shik was asked this question. Somebody donated an item to the shul. It was on the Amud, a decorative menorah shivisi. It said a piece of artwork, it said shivisi, some of the Negdi Samid, and a picture of a menorah, etc. And there were rumors, or it was factual, that the individual was mechalel Shabbos. And the question was posed to the Maram Shik, isn't this improper? We should have anything in shul donated by this individual with his name on it. And the Maram Shik disagreed, and he brought a Gemara in Chulin that said that we accept korbanos from the sinners of Klal Yisrael. Why is that? Because maybe when we accept korbanos from them, they will be inspired to do tshuva. So he says the same thing here. If we're accepting items, donations, especially something that says shvisya samla negdi samir on it, it indeed may inspire them to be chozer b'tshuva. And if you prevent it, you are preventing them from doing tshuva. So that would indeed be a terrible thing. But then we had an interesting discussion as well. Can somebody donate any item? What if there's only one unique item of that in the shul and he wants to write his name on that, especially if he wants to write it after the fact? Is that going to be an acceptable thing? And we said that if something is very unique and it has a special skula attached to it, and only one person can give it, for example, there's a skula for giving a menorah, an Aron Kodesh with a menorah beautifully inscribed on it, so that's a special skula. There's only one of those in the shul, then the kahila can prevent somebody from writing his name on it if they want to, unless they agree to it up front, but otherwise they can prevent it. But when it comes to other items, even if there's only one Ner Samid, or one Amud, or one Bima, etc., but if you don't give one, you can give something else in its place. There's no special skula attached to these items, and accordingly, then the person has the right to put his name on it, even if there is only one of those items. When comes to the me'il, the cover on a Sefer Torah, the Shevet HaLevi discusses that, and he says here we have two reasons to write the name, inscribe the name on the cover of the Sefer Torah. One, as we mentioned before, is that we want to publicize those who do a mitzvah. But he said another reason is because there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. If you donate it fully to a shul and you don't have any connection to that Sefer Torah, there's a shita that says you're no longer fulfilling the mitzvah of having written a Sefer Torah. Accordingly, when you have your name on it, it comes associated with you, it's connected to you, still, and accordingly, you are still fulfilling the mitzvah of having written that Sefer Torah. Next interesting question is, what happens with when the person gave the donation, he didn't say up front he wants the name on the item he's donating. Only afterward, after it's there, or after the donation, he says, I want to put my name on it. And people want to say, no, it's you missed the boat. Had we known your name would be inscribed on it, we wouldn't want it. We all want a piece of this mitzvah. And if your name is inscribed on it, it excludes us. So in fact, based on the tshuva of the Rashba that we brought before, whether the person tells them up front or tells them after the fact, it shouldn't matter. He has the right, a person that donates an item, he has the right to have his name written on the item. And then we had the interesting question, can the shul change the use of that item? So they've been using it for a while and they want to use it for something else. So we'll limit the discussion because it's a very complicated discussion. The Rama says if the item is inscribed, so kozman sheshem ba'aleh chakuk ala kelim shenason, as long as the name is inscribed, written on the item or on the side of the item, it doesn't have to be on the item itself, lo nishtakeh shem ba'aleh, people have not forgotten that is owned, that was donated by the person, and accordingly the shul, they can change it, but they can only use it for a mitzvah. They can't use it for a non-mitzvah purpose, but they still have a right to change it. So that leads to the interesting question, how about if a shul is redoing itself, if they are refurbishing the shul, and they had items that were donated by various people, and they want to replace it. Do they have a right to do that? So the Igros Moshe was asked this question, that they had a shul, it was donated, items were donated, and now they want to up the ante and replace everything and redo the shul and have new people donate. Can you do them? And Rav Moshe says he can't do that. The first set of donors, they can't prevent you from redoing the shul, but what you have to do is they have a right of first refusal. You have to go to them, and you have to ask them, do you want to give donations to the shul or do you not? Do you want to donate the new items in place of what you donated? They would have to increase what they donated, so they would have a right to first refusal. You have to go to those first donors first, and if they want to, then they'll increase and they'll donate the items. If they don't want to, then you can go to other people and those new people can donate the new items, but you'd have to write the name of both, the original donor on the original item and the replacement item. You'd have to write the donors of both of those on the new item. So that's the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And last shaila that we'll address here is, in what language should the inscription be written? Should it be in Hebrew or a non-Hebraic language? And what name should be inscribed, a Jewish name or a non-Jewish name? So here the Maharsham was very strict about this. He says when it comes to the name, it has to be a Jewish name, not a non-Jewish name. However, the text itself, he was more flexible. It can be ideally in Hebrew, but if it's not in Hebrew, if it's a non-Hebraic language, then it would be acceptable as well. Ideally, both the text should be in Hebrew and the name should be a Jewish name, but most important is that it be a Jewish name on the item, on the donated item inside the shul. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.